Omro. Omro shivered when the cold rain began soaking through his clothes. Looks like it's gonna rain really hard. The sky, a cobweb of crackling flashes. A minute's walk ahead, the lightning strikes a tree, scorched and blackened, sagging at a precarious angle. He knew about the cabin that was not too far from here. He had just to follow the rain-puddled road, walking around the gathering pools. Down the road he sees that tall burial mound. Another sign of the elven lands taken by force a couple generations ago. It probably won't be long before the mound is cleared away for a food market or a racetrack. The trees here are constant, but never too thick. It's easy to walk around the small clusters. Panties, empty cigarette paper packs, crushed beer cans here and there, almost like a path to the cabin. Lots of kids party here. Too bad people don't treat the place with the respect they used to. Omro is not from Arloban, the territory where this lake is in. He is from Southfield, but people from all over know about the cabin. It has sheltered many a traveler.